And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Herb.
And I'm not sure what sort of special it is this week.
It's just special.
It's We're Going to America special.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Aren't we just?
Yeah,
yes, we are.
Have you got any prepared information about what you plan to do during the trip?
No, no.
Good job, I have.
Hey.
Is it not that you're going to be with me?
Nope.
Of course. And, yeah, I might just head west to Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not far.
Fair enough.
I'm going to get on straight away with the first track. This is The Needles.
Yep.
And because I've been meaning to play this for ages, and I'm not even playing the one that I wanted to, and I'm really sorry, The Concrete Gods.
Yeah.
The Concrete Gods have been fantastic with us, and they sent us CDs to give away in a competition, didn't they, on our radio show. And
yeah.
I kept two, and I can't find either of them.
Oh, right.
The only, and it's a really good album. The only I can find is a track we played before on here, which they just sent us. I don't know if it was just a promotional single or whether it did actually come out as a single, but we've only got one track.
Okay.
I similarly will have to apologise to Bitch Slap Barbie later on in the show.
Right.
But I have a feeling that, as discussed,
yep,
there is a show's worth of CDs that I have secreted somewhere.
Yes.
But I don't know where. Because I can't find my Russian Psycho Billy's Monkey Bones.
No.
I can't find my Bitch Slap Barbie album. Can't find my Concrete Gods album. This would suggest that we did a show with those three featured. If you have any idea, maybe you let me know.
Which show that was.
PaulieB@punkyradio.com. It'll be, oh Christ, it'll probably be about a year ago.
Yeah,
I would think. Maybe not that long. Bitch Slap Barbie, though, maybe 6 months.
Maybe.
Basically, if you've got nothing to do over the next week, listen to every Punky you can. And if you remember a show with the Concrete Gods, Monkey Bones, and Bitch Slap Barbie in it, please let me know. It won't help me find the fucking things.
But this will know.
But it will put my mind at rest.
Yes.
My mind is in need of rest.
Always.
So, The Concrete Gods, we're going to play Working Class Hero. What I want to know, Tony.
Yeah.
And, do you know, I haven't even checked this. I can't believe it. I think, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Concrete Gods.
I'd take a guess at that, yeah.
Right, okay.
Might be right. Can we have half point each?
All right, then.
All right, half each.
Okay.
This is Working Class Hero, and this is what I would call, it's kind of mod punk.
Right, mod punk.
Yeah, it's good. I like it, and I think you will as well. Well, you've heard it before,
yeah,
but you can't remember.
And you drove a road right down my street, going places. Back and stare.
Those Working Class Streets.
I do remember that.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Very good song. Reminiscent of Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
I think as well. And I'm just doing up here from Cardiff.
All right.
And I was supposed to check all the tracks that I was going to play on the show this week in the car.
Yeah.
And I'd got the latest Chelsea album, the album that came out about a year ago.
Yeah.
Younger, Cheaper and Better Looking.
Uh-huh.
Just started listening to that and just listened right the way through.
It's a great album.
What a brilliant album that is. And Gene October, if you're listening, fucking play it live.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to argue with you again.
Not again.
And get the rest of your band to gang up on you. So yeah, do check out the Concrete Gods. We'll have them in our MySpace Top Friends this week, as we will the rest of other bands. Speaking of MySpace, check out me and my linkage.
Oh, hey, really?
It's time for MySpace Latest Comments. Ooh. A great way to get in touch with us. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Do make sure that you leave us a comment of under 2,500 characters.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah, we don't need a cast of thousands.
Nope.
But we do like hearing from you, and it is a very, very effective way to get your point across. As I say, once again, for the umpteenth week running,
yeah,
I've failed with a word of the week I haven't thought of myself. We have had them through.
Right.
But, and I know this isn't the part of the show to say that really, but if you have a word of the week, can you please email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email,
yeah,
Word of the Week. I get hundreds of emails every week, and if it isn't titled correctly, it gets lost. That's how I've lost a couple of Poetry Corners as well.
Yeah.
Because they weren't titled Poetry Corner, and then I should put them straight in the correct folder. But I'm busy looking out for highwaymen.
That's right.
It's tricky. It's tricky. Anyway, myspace.com/Punky Radio. We do round and about the top five comments each week. And here comes the first one. The Punky Treehouse episode was possibly one of your best shows ever. I loved every second of it. I haven't had much chance to catch up with Punky recently, as my PC went and deaded on me. So that was good. I'm trying to catch up, though. Well done at reading, Paul. Elliot. I think he means Reading.
Right, okay.
Although I did read that out rather nicely, despite a couple of spelling mistakes that I'd left out for him.
Elliot.
Because he's a regular contributor.
Yeah.
Unlike the Right Honourable Fucksack Morgan, who we've never heard from again.
No.
Come on, Billy. Come on, Billy. Do you know that song?
No.
PJ Harvey.
Ah.
Got a bit of a shared history with PJ. Gooper. I say I like it when they start like that. I haven't listened to Punky in a while now. Probably got about 3 or 4 worth of shows to listen to. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention every episode's a Punky Treehouse episode now.
Yeah, it is.
Although, in the future, it may only be 50% of the episodes
that's
of Punky
right.
Treehouse episodes, and I'll have to dream up some concoction for the others. Gooper, I haven't listened to Punky in a while. Probably got about 3 or 4 worth of shows to listen to now. It's all Paulie's fault. I'm too hooked on Scrabulous. Listen, well, I'll just read it out.
Oh, dear.
Though I keep losing, I still keep going back for more. Guess so. What? Guess I better get listening to see if I've actually missed out on anything good. Ems, you have. And I didn't ask you to challenge me to a game of Scrabble.
No.
Right, I didn't make you do that. You chose to do that. And you chose to put down Ems as your first word, fag.
Right.
And you dragged me down to your level because I had a very good word to put down, but thought, I can't resist that. I'll put down dyke.
Nice.
Now, I could have scored a lot more points, but yeah, for the first half of that game, me and Em were just trying to out-rude word each other. And then I thought, hang on, this isn't my strategy.
Right.
I'm all about winning.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't care how old you are or your background. I have to beat you at Scrabble if you challenge me. And please don't challenge me anymore, anybody.
Oh, you got a lot of games on the go.
I've managed to get it down to about 6.
Okay.
But I know of those 6, at least 4... will re-challenge as soon as I've once again vanquished them.
Yeah.
I have noticed that JP Dupree, J Bones from Fuzigish,
yeah,
has not challenged me to another game since I absolutely thrashed him on his birthday.
Oh dear.
And I got my highest ever score this week.
Okay.
When I took out my second cousin once removed, twice removed, 3 times over the pond, whatever her name is, Lizzie from Grand Rapids, Michigan, who surprisingly found me on Facebook. So I surprisingly changed her to a game of Scrabble, which she surprisingly did really shit at, and I got 631 points. 5 7-letter words.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was only 5.
Was it really? Okay.
If him Jesus, sir.
Jesus.
Then that would have been good, yeah. You have missed out on something good, Ems. the last show. It was the best. In fact, I've spent all afternoon downloading all the old shows way back to the one before Joe's visit. Will you all let Joe go?
Let it go.
I have been in touch with you again. Did I mention that?
Yeah, but you didn't fill me in on the details.
No, I haven't filled her in yet. Okay. I'll tell you all about
it.
All
right, then.
I have the very first archived Punky available all the way to the 666 show on my MP3 player. Strap yourself in and prepare for a ride. There's a whole lot of Punky coming at ya. If you never hear from me again, I was taken by the Blunt Club for terrorising the Kinblurds.
Kinblurds.
Soft-nosed wanker.
Oh, God.
Good expression.
Yeah, yeah.
Love. Alan Arnananan. From Kanadananananan.
Nice.
Yeah, so, but I think she's on about the one, the show before last. This comment's from, because last week's show was Pants, as we all know.
It was Warlong.
It was, the first half of it was rather rambling. But then I remembered how to do radio with the help of some Twix fingers and everything's all right.
Those Twix were great. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. What's this then? I created yet another profile, but no thanks for the ad. I'm disappointed. One of the only reasons I create so many profiles is for the comment from Punky. I'm very saddened and I want my poem read out. Sorry for all the moaning. Daddy. Look, Tommy. Right? I'm sick of saying fucking gooper on the three profiles a week you start for no apparent reason. So from now on, Sunshine, you might be my real dad, but I'm not going to comment on your pages, so sit and swivel.
Fair enough.
If I find your poem, though, I will read it out. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
D66, got some new trash for you. Roll around in some dirty classics and a new version of Porto Rio featuring Sam Amant. D66, check out next week's show.
No, oh, really?
Playing Puerto Rio on next week's show.
Oh, we're planning.
And it's a very, very long song, so we're going to talk over the start and fade out the end.
Nice.
6.5 minutes. Reminiscent.
6.5 minutes?
Reminiscent, I'm telling you up front, of right. Alien Sex Fiend singing the blues. It's bonkers.
Okay.
And there concludes the voting for MySpace latest comments.
Oh,
back
nice.
To you in the studio, Terry.
Thank you very much. here are the podcast. I don't like Terry working, do I? I hope not.
Well, you got the mutton chops that he had in
nice,
the 70s.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Thanks for the South Park picture, Ems.
The 70s. Oh, yeah, that is fantastic.
Yes.
Brilliant picture.
And accurate.
Very accurate.
Yeah. Apart from I seem to have a ginger bald head.
Well, we've both got significantly less hair in South Park than we have in real life.
It's fair enough.
But I've also got a much rounder face.
Yes.
And rather less neck. I'm happy a bit. I mean, we both look vaguely like cartoon characters anyway.
Yeah.
So we lend ourselves to such cock-knockery.
Nice.
So just, if you've got a favourite cartoon that you'd like to stick me and Tony... We haven't had a Simpsons one yet, have we?
No.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah,
the Simpsons, mate, you like the Simpsons program. And I've bunged it straight on the MySpace page.
Yep.
So, and when you put it on... Yeah, and when you put it on the website.
Yeah.
It's in a Punky group, isn't it, Facebook?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, thank you all for your votes so far for Podcast Alley. We're doing really well this month.
Cheers!
We could be doing better. So
we're just about top 20, didn't
we? Yeah. So if you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Go to Punky Radio.
Sorry, this is the Planet Smashers.
It is. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. Got lots of comments to get through, so I've got the top 6.
Sorry about that. I've gassed on again.
Okay, first one. Punk as fuck. Great fucking punk show. You should be on Radio 1 and fuck all that chart crap off. And that's from Death Zone.
I do agree. Week. Well done, Death Zone. I think we're playing you next week.
Excellent.
Do you know, I've always got next week. Well, I have had to, because it's going to be bonkers next week. So.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because we've got to make it from another country.
That's right. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you. You guys are the fucking fucking greatest.
I can't believe I said that out loud.
Oh, there you go. I thought it was in your head, but it wasn't. Your show is the only thing I can listen to.
I want your head in me.
For more than 10 minutes.
In
without
my back entrance.
Keep it to yourself.
Do I say that out loud as well?
Yeah.
I might need a Twix finger. Oh, and you know
Wait.
Where.
Your show is the only thing I can listen to for more than 10 minutes without wanting to punch someone.
Fair enough.
Society should thank you. And that's some Punk's X2 Cherry.
I might, during the playing of the next song, I might just walk out and say, society, got anything to say to me? And if the whole globe goes, cheers, I'll just turn around to Margaret Thatcher and say, told you, there is one.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey. politics in my head.
Vote for Punky. Yes, as always, here's your vote.
Thank you.
Let's blow those other podcast shows out of the water this month and send to Punky to America with that superior smarmy look, as if you did something important this month.
Yeah.
That's some Not Enough 36.
Thank you. Well, we are award-winning.
We are award-winning.
We are award-winning.
We don't mention it enough, but we don't like to mention it too much.
I think we'll probably mention it a bit more.
Maybe, yeah. Punky Radio rocks. Don't be freaking smacked hard. Listen to this show.
If it means I get my award-winning cock socked, I'll say anything.
Okay.
Any chance?
No, not really. Peace from Marcus. That's from Marcus from XY Rocks. XY Rocks.
Oh, good boy.
Thank you very much.
Good boy. Check out their show, XY Rocks.
Yeah, xyrocks.com.
And it's myspace.com/XY Rocks as well.
Yeah. Thumbs up. You guys rock.
Will you, Tony?
Yeah, well, maybe.
I'm having a homosexual moment.
The homoerotic moment. Ah!
Hey.
Stop it.
Oh, I've missed this.
I haven't. Greetings from the band Iris.
I've got a story about a dog shagging my leg later on in the show.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Male dog.
That's all right then.
Yeah.
Because that would be sick otherwise, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been wrong.
Greetings from the band Iris. Punk rock and roll from the Netherlands.
Thanks, Iris. Yeah, and when you get something proper recorded, send it to us. Because yeah, cool. They've only got a very rough demo at the moment.
Right. One last comment. Whoa!
Body form. Body form for you.
Kinko is my favourite.
No, that's Wahoo. Do it properly, Tony.
Oh, sorry.
She's doing the Wahoos.
Oh. Wahoo. Yeah. Wahoo. Kinko is my favourite.
Story about Zulu and Wahoo.
That song made me love them even more. And Goldblade Psycho, La Creme de la Creme. That's one of my favourite songs. Oh yeah, I guess you guys made this week's show so good, so thank you. This week was definitely one of my favourites, and celebrate
it was good.
No abuse from this Canadian. Love, Alan.
Oh, right, it's the same thing. She's basically said something twice. Yeah, if you're listening to this show for the first time, it was the week before last.
Yeah, it's the Paul's top six favourite thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right, are we ready for the next one then?
Yes.
All right, cool. Next one up, The Defectors. Played
Excellent.
A bit off this album, Bruised and Satisfied. I'm playing it again because next week we're going to be in America. And this, it even says on the sleeve is, excellent music
for
driving. Yeah.
Are you
Bruised and Satisfied. Of course I am. It's in a slender promotional sleeve that will weigh but nothing in my luggage that's keeping me under 25 kilograms. That's not open to excess charges that I don't deserve.
Excellent.
Yeah.
At least you know.
Yeah. It's from the excellent album, Bruised and Satisfied, 13 Skull Shakers straight from the garage, or garage, depending on where you're from, or shed, if you haven't got a car. And if you haven't got a car, get the bus. If you haven't got a bus, fucking walk. If you haven't got any feet, well...
Get someone to push you.
At least you can listen at home.
That's true.
If you haven't got any ears, you won't hear us anyway. Fuck off. So, well, this isn't the best show for deaf people, let's face it.
Not really.
Or possibly it is. I've lost it here. Right, anyway.
Defectors.
We've played a couple of tracks off here already. We've played Creepy Crawl, and we've played Fuck It Cause You're Looking Good. And we've played one other, but I can't remember which one other we've played. But anyway, we're playing yet another one because I like it so much. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDefectors.
It is. It's as simple as that. It's Tony 1.5, poorly B half. This is a bit like the Solheim Cup.
Right.
Which I've been listening to on and off. Which Europe were leading until the singles. America's very good at the singles. Yeah, what did I just say? Oh, yeah, and this is particularly like the Solheim Cup, because I'd like to dedicate this song to the European team. This is Lose It. My bitch got a little too much going on for my kind. She's a hell of a pretty girl, but she's twisting my mind. She's telling everybody in town that I'm not her man.
Yeah.
pretty good, isn't it?
It's nice.
It's a good album. It's a really, really good album. I know, I keep saying, we keep seem to be having a spate of really good albums, don't we? And the ones that when I finished listening through to Chelsea on the way up, I was listening to albums just to pick the track for this week, and then ended up just getting sidetracked and just listening to all of them. It's a good job it's a long way from the land of the dragons to Sherwood Forest. For those of you that don't live in the UK, you must think it's a magical, mystical world. Of course it is.
Yes.
Because you can get the train from platform 9 3/4 to Hogwarts.
You
everybody knows that.
Yes.
Yes, and when you get there, you can kick some wizard ass, because I fucking hate them. this is Mustang Lightning, who are from America, where we're going next week.
We are?
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
It should be good.
I'm really looking forward to it. And it is confirmed, I'm going out with Bitch Slap Barbie.
Right.
On Thursday, the 27th, I think it is.
Okay.
In St. Louis.
Right.
So if you're in St. Louis, get in touch and I'll let you know where we're going to be.
Cool.
Although saying that, the only information I have is we're going to go to some rocking clubs.
Right.
And my mate Graham, who was down last week, has said you've got to go to the top of the arch, which I did plan to.
All right.
So I'm going to do a bit of sightseeing. He likes St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Jules in Dallas, who keeps leaving his messages saying Goopa Goopa and that.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's after me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's to be wanted.
She said she used to live in St. Louis, and it's very nice.
Okay.
She also said she used to live in the West Midlands, and that wasn't very nice.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Dudley. Oh, I'm just weighing it up. See, if you could see what we would do, if there was webcam in here now,
but
you'd think that I was jiggling the breasts of a very large invisible woman. Maybe I am.
It's cracking sound
language. Right, so I've just realised now I've found a word of the week, sort of, in my emails and messages, which I have to read out now. If you have something that you'd like to get off your chest in a bit more detail, like your bra, then do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. That's a very good way to get in touch with me personally and unpublicly. And then if I decide it's all right for public consumption, I might read it out. Now, you might remember, I think it was last week, that we read out the email from the Department of Inland Security, or whoever it was, from the States, who said they were worried about us and our phrases and that we were being monitored and watched by the American government, basically.
Yeah.
I got a subsequent email from them saying,
okay,
if you didn't get this was a joke, you're thick as hell. Well, I'm thick as hell. I was terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
I did, however, get a job with these twats doing technical support and got to deal with their ass hattery every day of the week. Luckily, I started listening to Punky Radio on the trip into work and found that, even though I hadn't listened in over a year, the show is still great. What do you mean over a year, twat?
God, bastard.
I was worried when I pushed play on the 9.03 episode, 9th of March, probably means 039. But there it was. Recorders playing the Lucasfilm theme. It's not the Lucasfilm theme.
No, it's 20th Century
Fox. It's 20th Century Fox. This person's clearly a bit of a smackdog. Not a thing has changed, and I'm glad for it. Well, yeah, you should have kept listening. By the way, I do have a word of the week for you. A phrase, rather. And a couple of variations. You can't slam me a fucking word, can you?
No.
The story behind it started a few weeks ago when I heard one of my co-workers say to a customer, "Do you know how to spell the word purple?" I stared for 5 minutes until, obviously not Scottish, I stared for 5 minutes until he got off the phone so I could confirm what I'd heard. He said the caller was trying to spell the word purple, P-I-R. Well, that's per.
Yeah.
They haven't even added the P-L-E on the end of it. They've got no chance. Thus came a new saying for me, "Do you know how to spell the word purple?" Meaning, are you really that fucking stupid? Start wearing purple, wearing purple.
Great song.
Which, of course, means you're a slag. Did you know that? Because in the land of Gogo Bordello, women that wore the colour purple were prozzies. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's quite deep. I just thought it was a funny song.
I've got information, me.
You are infotainment.
I am infotainment. Like, the variation, of course, is at least I know how to spell purple. My apologies to Scottish listeners, by the way. You must be finding this really offensive. The variation, of course, is at least I know how to spell purple, meaning at least I'm not that fucking stupid. Uses. Hey, have you seen the new episode of American Idol? Do you know how to spell purple? Okay, so maybe I did end up hitting on a tranny, but I got out of there as soon as I saw the bulge. I mean, I know how to spell purple. Ah, see where it's going
okay,
now.
Okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Keep up the great work, guys. Daryl, from deep in the heart of Austin, Texas. That's what he's written. Deep in the heart of Austin, Texas. Right. Okay. Austin, of course, is near Dallas. Oh, I'd love to go to Dallas.
I think I've... Oh, okay.
I'd love to go to Dallas.
Would you? Yeah. Would you really? Any particular reason?
I'd like to meet you in Dallas, Tony.
Meet me?
Yes.
I'd no
call,
way.
I'd call you by your full name, Mr. Tony Hearn, and I'd lightly spank you.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
All right, isn't it?
Not going to happen.
No.
Okay, fine.
No, too fucking far. Yeah. Might hitchhike. Hey, Paul, I should hitchhike with Uma Thurman. She's very good at...
Big thumbs.
Yeah, and they're very useful if you're lezzers.
Yes,
apparently. So. Hey, Paul, I heard you talking about how teachers don't use red pens anymore, and it made me think of a professor at school here that used a red ink stamp that read, "Jesus wept," to grade his papers. It doesn't go over too well. The show's great. Keep it up, Chris. Frankly, Chris, I wish I'd gone to your school. What a fantastic rubber stamp to have.
Because yeah.
You get some wank pot, half-baked, semi-researched, kid hasn't tried, he's been on the glue, he's going to end up he's going to end up in a call centre, he doesn't even need to take GCSE's wank pot submission. Why can't you just get the rubber stamp out and crack right across it, "Jesus wept"? I think that is brilliant. In fact, I may start rubber stamping emails esoterically.
Nice.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do have a twat.
Thank you, Chris, by the way. That is a brilliant email.
If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
I think this is the biggest feature now.
Is it?
Well, it seems to be the one that we've people got remember, something every
remember.
Week. And I think it's testament to your ability as a broadcaster.
Really? That my people, great reading ability.
That people should want you to twat them up.
Thank you very much. This week's from Daryl, who we just heard from.
Oh, is it?
God.
How weird is that?
God, isn't it?
That's why. Same five listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you are.
Ah, well. Yeah. There's a big party in America, though. All five of them.
There's a party in my pants, Tony. It's standing room only.
Oh, well. Okay. Okay. Right. This is from Daryl. Hello, Tony. Unfortunately, I do not know this complete twat's full name.
Right. However, forfeit.
Oh, really? However, yeah. I feel it's good enough to have a twat for you that has nothing to do with high school. It had me there.
Fair enough, yeah.
I take the public transit to work every day because it's a fuck ton cheaper than buying a car, especially with gas prices like they are.
I know. Absolutely horrendous.
What are they in America? I thought it was a lot cheaper in America.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
I was being... Yeah.
Got you.
What, do you think I don't know how to spell purple? They get so annoyed. Gas prices are so expensive in America, we can hardly afford to fuel all of our tanks. They're fucking a third of the price they are in the UK. As I can't wait to go to America. I'm going to basically not drive across it, drive down it and back. It'll be about £20.
Probably, yeah.
It'll cost more in tolls than it will in gas.
Right.
Basically. It's fucking brilliant. They don't know how lucky they are.
No, look at they are.
Them septics. I'm telling you.
There you went. I am, of course, a night owl by nature, but at the time, I was having to get up at 5:45 in the morning to get to work on Sundays.
You twit. Woohoo!
Jesus, the sun wasn't even up yet. What's the last thing I want to deal with when I'm trying to mainline coffee to wake up for work? Some Bible-thumping bus driver. Yes, while driving the bus...
Eh?
Some Bible-thumping bus driver.
He wants to keep his hands on the wheel.
Yeah. Yes, while driving
That's
the
irresponsible.
Bus, the driver kept ranting about the end of days and how glad he was that Jesus was a good
It's not
comeback.
A great film.
It's not. Not Schwarzenegger's
right,
best
though.
Work.
It's all right, though.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's quite deep
end.
For Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Oh, do you think? I liked the delicate intricacies of Kindergarten Cop.
Really? And how glad he was that Jesus was going to come back, and on, and on, and on. I tried to ignore it up until the guy says this. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that had all these different symbols on it that says, "There were many ways to God, but that's not true. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ, and if you don't accept him as your saviour, you're going to burn in hell for all eternity." I snapped and says in a very quiet voice, "Prove it." "Excuse me? Prove it." "Well, in Matthew chapter, what says the Bible's true? The word of God. And what says that God is right? In Genesis, listen, all you have...
Genesis say
is
God
your
is right.
Book.
But Phil Collins reckons he introduced the wearing of suits and trainers. The man's not to be trusted.
No, it's true. Good drummer, though.
So
Although
fucking
he
what?
He is a little bit like Satan.
I prefer watching a monkey do it.
All you have is your book and your
And drumming.
I was trying to think. Okay.
No, there's that. It's this new advert, isn't it, with the monkey playing drums?
Oh, right. I've not seen that one.
No, it's a bloke in a gorilla suit, I think.
Oh.
Don't think it's a real monkey.
It's a shame.
But he's doing a... And they're doing... Can you feel it coming in the air tonight? So now, because everybody likes the advert, because it's a monkey drumming, they're going to fucking re-release it.
Genesis.
Don't want to hear fucking Genesis on my airwaves, man. It is making me vex.
Anyway,
sorry.
All you have is your book and your faith. It's your opinion. No, it's a fact. No, it's your opinion. If it were fact, then it wouldn't be called faith, now would it? Your job is to drive this bus, not preach. 3 out of 10 people in this entire country are not Christian, and half of the ones left are not members of any church. I don't care if you're religious or not, but leave me the hell alone. Did I overreact? Probably, but the guy is a city employee, and it's not his place to try and convert people. Something he says he did while at work on a regular bus, on a regular basis during his ranting. I also reported him to the bus company, thinking
good.
That would be the end of it.
Well, because there is no official religion in the US, that's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
So no one in the US should be allowed to preach anything at all.
It's all free speech as well.
It should all be free speech, yeah. Over here, of course, Protestantism, man. We're all good Protestants.
That's right.
That's right. The Church of England, which basically means the pub.
But was that the end of it? Of course it wasn't. The guy then singled me out and tried to convert me again. I was a lot calmer this time and simply...
Oh, he's a twat! He's a twat!
And simply told the
man... Can we get to the bottom of this? He's a twat!
Listen, it's great that you have religion, but I do not. I've debated theology with everyone from street preachers to PhDs in the
well,
subject.
Well, you maybe want to...
You are not
stop
going
bothering
to convert
fella.
Me.
If you actually, there's a bit of twatage going on from Daryl's side as well there.
A little bit.
I mean, have a bit of fun with Jehovah's Witnesses, say I'll give blood and all that, but yeah. Just to see what they do. I wouldn't do it more than once.
No. If you keep trying to convert me, I'll report you to supervisors. Just let me get to work in peace.
Yeah, but his supervisor's God.
That is true.
I'm going to report you to your supervisor. You see, yeah, you're doing a great job, son. Yeah, there's holes in Dale's argument as this goes on.
There's a bit of hot. That's basically it. Yeah. He nominates the early morning bus driver for the 311 route in Austin, Texas.
Oh,
USA.
Fair enough. We do know the route, the 311 route, Austin, Texas.
So if you do fancy a drive by
well,
twatting...
Well, the thing is, I've been finding a bit more about the town in Illinois. It's about sick that I said I might do a drive by twatting on.
Yep.
It is within the zone.
It
it's
is.
Not on route. It's a roughly St. Louis vector.
Right.
I'd have to go west to then go south.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it. It's only 60 miles.
See what mood you're in on the day.
Well, I'm driving about 1,400 miles just to get pissed.
Yeah.
I failed to see why I can't drive 60 miles just to call someone a twat.
It's fair enough.
It would be fair. And it is a bit Jane, Silent Bob as well. I do quite like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, one day I will go to Austin, Texas, and I'll catch that bus. I will. I fucking will.
V11. Why not?
Because I need a reason to go on holiday. Sorry, ranting again.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
So
there's no music on, is
that it? That is true. The early morning bus driver for the 311 route in Austin, Texas...
Is a twat!
Is a twat!
Is a twat! And Daryl's a little bit twatty.
But we love him.
Yeah, but Emily loved him. Right then.
And his pecker.
Speaking of cats... Bagpuss.
Okay, yes.
Kitty Hudson.
Hey.
Like it. Oh. Yeah, Kitty Hudson. Kitty bang. Oh, she's going to have it to us on Monday and it's going to have to wait now.
Oh, right. Is she over here?
No, she's coming over in November.
November.
Glitto. Right, she's coming over in November. She's threatening to show up in Chicago.
Is she?
Yeah, I'm thinking celebrity deathmatch. Clitto v. the word whore. A fight to the horrific death. And me in the middle in jelly. Sorry. Right, so anyway, Kitty Hudson, who are mates with and made up of various members of Dead Identities and Wonk Unit, so we believe.
Yep.
And a few other fellas and that, and they rock like motherfuckers.
They do.
The last song we played there is Rock Like Motherfucker. The song we're going to play this week is off their album Fiends in Low Places. Tony, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Kitty Hudson?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, got to be something
Tony,
like
Tony 2.5, probably be a half.
Yeah.
It's worse than the Soul Home Cup. This is getting into rugby territory here. No, I've never needed a mice. No, I'm not going to try that one. No, I've never needed a... No, I've never made a nice South African. That's what I'm saying. No,
oh,
I've,
right.
I've never knit a mice. I've never knitted mice.
I haven't knitted mice. No. Oh, right, okay.
It's raining a mouse. Anyway, so this is about me after I leave Chicago.
Okay.
And head off on my crazy journey to twat and drink. and meet up with people called bitches. It's called MIA.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Now you're gone. You say that it's over. I sleep on the sofa. Now you're gone. I've never been to good with words. You always thought it would be better to be seen. Night on the darkest day when I found out my baby went in my head. Did never reach ya, no double beat ya.
That finished a bit sooner than I was expecting.
That was a long fade out.
That said, yeah, that said you got another 15 seconds there. And it didn't happen. That was a bit weird, wasn't it? God. And to think, I was hoping to be professional into this bit, because last week when we did the sellout bit, got a bit carried away with Twixies and can't help thinking that we were biting the hand that feeds us as well
that
as the Twixies. Mm. So what I want to know is, Tony, basically, have you visited our friends at GoDaddy.com yet?
Not yet.
You know, you really should really do at some point. It's been quite a while now.
Yeah.
You know, 9 or 10 months.
Has it really been that
and
long?
And you managed to look at all them other websites or check your history.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Let me tell you about them.
Okay.
No, essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
easy podcasting.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. This, of course, is Zombie Ghost Train.
It is.
One of the Word of the Week things was something about an old man eating a Twix.
Right, okay.
It's as rare as seeing an old man eating a Twix.
All right.
Might crop up next week.
Okay.
Please, if you have an idea, Word of the Week, paulieb@punkyradio.com. In fact, I'm going to make that the only channel. If it doesn't come through there, it's not happening.
Okay. Not in the podcast alley comments. No. Not in the MySpace comments.
No, it's got to be an email, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Word of the week.
Titled that way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've had it up to here, Tony.
Have you had enough?
I know that our listeners
are you drawing the line?
Where here is. I've had it up to my eye teeth. For want of a better 1950s expression. Can you say something briefly, please?
Yes, okay. Didn't talk about it enough. BT Pod Show. Our BT Pod Show page is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. You can sign up for a free account or BT Pod Show. It acts a little bit like MySpace, but for podcasts. You can create your own radio channel, as discussed previously. You can also review us, and if you do have a BT Pod Show account, please do add a review for us, and we'll read it out. You can comment our page. You can dig us, and we'll dig you right back.
We will dig you right back. Mm-mm.
Too right.
I like to dig.
Dig this.
See, they should ask BT Pod Show, they say, look, lads, for large amounts of money,
yeah,
will you make some random sound files for us?
Dig this.
They go, I like to dig. I can do that. I can do that. God blimey, go to BT Pod Show, which is what they were doing to start with.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the English accent.
I believe that was Adam Curry doing that impression.
Oh, dear.
I thought he was English.
He's not, is he?
He was so convincing.
God blimey, Mary Poppins.
God blimey, Mary Poppins. Everybody talks that in old London town. And by the way, there's only 18 of us and we're all related.
Yeah.
Look at my shiny buttons. I'm a pearly king. I'm a pearly queen. Don't worry about it, love. What's that? You want to get all the way to Sherwood Forest? It's only half a day's ride from Dover. Ignorant fuckers. This song's cool. Yeah, they're pretty girls. That's Hollywood Suicide.
Pretty girls.
And I'm really pleased they got this CD to us before we went away, because they got in touch and said, can we be on your show? And I said, yes, you can, Hollywood Suicide. You're brilliant.
Yeah.
They're on Crazy Love Records, which implicitly means we can play other Crazy Love stuff.
Nice.
Fantastic. Well done, Crazy Love, for not seeing through that loophole. and very happy about that. And yeah, fantastic album. That again, it's one of the ones I was listening to on the way up here. I think they spoke to me last Thursday, and I said, get something in the post. No, it must have been Wednesday. I said, get something in the post. If right. It reaches me by Friday, you'll get on the show this week.
Yeah.
It arrived Thursday.
Brilliant.
This is how it should be done, bands. If you want to be on the show, send your CD to Punky Radio, PO Box 266, Letchworth, SGC 9BR, UK. And if you can't remember that address, rewind.
Yeah. I was on my MySpace profile, myspace.com/punkyradio.
Yeah. And well done, Hollywood Suicide. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hollywood Suicide's MySpace page?
myspace.com/HollywoodSuicide.
It's a bit predictable this week.
It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah. That's 3.5, 1.5. I can't see myself getting away with this.
Excellent.
I've lost.
Okay.
Anyway, very, very good. Well done, Hollywood Suicide. And we will be playing several more tracks off this wonderful platter over the coming months.
Nice.
This is one CD I'm not going to lose.
So, excellent.
Tough luck. You can't even borrow it.
Okay.
Now, I got on Facebook quite a lot. We've been discussing Facebook. The Facebook group is getting bigger. I'm not doing Facebook group comments this week, because I meant to do them last week. Do you remember, right. I couldn't find the thing on my own computer as to where they were, so I'm going to do them next week.
Okay.
Thus, in keeping with doing those once a fortnight.
Yeah.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, fine.
That sounds fair. However, I am continuing to add people on Facebook.
Yep.
And I apologise to some of the ones who I haven't done a made-up story to yet, but I had a lot of people add me at the same time, so I didn't have the time or the brain power to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So, but I will revisit those of you who have not had a met randomly yet, unless, of course, you'd like to do one yourselves. One person has this week. I've got 5 more to give you this week. You just have to go on Facebook and kind of find us, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, just search for our names.
Because we've just got numbers, haven't we? Although we're going to be...
I am not a number.
No, you're a pillock.
That's right.
We're going to... But you'll be able to Google it soon when they just show up on Google, won't they, before long?
Really?
Facebook things, yeah.
I don't know.
Think so, yeah. But anyway, I'm loving Facebook. I am loving the Scrabble. Please don't ask me to fucking bite you or chomp you or send you something. Don't bother sending me a beer, because I don't add any more applications than I've already got. Yeah. I've got X Me and Naughty Gifts.
Right.
That means you can tickle my nutsack and I can spread my creamy goodness throughout Facebook.
Right.
I'm quite happy with that situation.
Okay. You're drawing the line.
In fact, Podcast Alley tickled my nutsack this week. So I tickled hers right back. I was thinking, when you tickle my nutsack,
yeah,
it says, would you like to tickle the nutsacks of all your friends as an option? And I was very tempted just to tickle everyone's nutsack. I thought that would be quite nice. Anyway, more of that next week. This week, 5 ads. I'm ploughing through. What I do is I go through in alphabetical order and then go back. We've been round once.
Right.
And we're going down again now, because I just do 5 at a time going down. Duncan Collier is actually a friend of Charlie's.
Okay.
However, would you like to know how me and Duncan met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Duncan salvaged my space hopper when it developed a slow puncture on the A6 out of Bedford. He's nothing less than a good Samaritan with a bicycle repair kit.
Aww.
Now, Leroy Davis, friend of the show.
Right.
However, would you like to know how me and Leroy met?
How did you meet?
I've got a problem. There might have been a bit of a problem with Facebook, or I might have been pissed.
Ah.
Because we met randomly. Me, Roy, and I were both cat burglars in 19th century London. He silently robbed the houses of Islington's gentry, and I nicked a tabby. We met randomly. Me, Roy, and I were both cat burglars in 19th century London. He silently robbed the houses of Islington's gentry, and I nicked a tabby. Now, I have a feeling that Leroy, not me, Roy, but Leroy himself, was also slightly hammered or distracted or had Facebook problems, because, unconfirmed by Leroy, we met randomly. Me, Roy, and I were both cat burglars in 19th century London. He silently robbed the houses of Islington's gentry, and I nicked a tabby. You know, you say it 3 times, still not a gag. Kim Dillon.
Kim Dillon.
I met Kim Dillon through the evil application that is Scrabulous.
Oh, dear.
I challenged Kim to a game because she said she was available for gamage in the I Want to Have a Game Now.
Yeah, yeah.
I now do it the other way around, because I've realised that rather than wait for a woman to play,
Yeah.
If I just say that I want to host a game, you get women wanting to play you, because
really?
Men don't really play men very much, and women don't really play women. I think some people think it is, you know, I'm probably pulling the library here. But anyway, right, just how it works. I've just noticed that if I host a game, invariably a woman challenges me.
Right.
Oh, and I know that when I go on the other way around and see who's there, rarely do I take on a fella because of our superior brain power. I like to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Kim Dillon. Of Canada, Nada, 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 Nada.
Okay.
Right. She played over with me, but we actually met randomly. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Kim Dillon is a relative of the dopey rabbit from TV's Magic Roundabout. He, however, in his intimate wisdom, only used his surname, rather like Wycliffe, Bergerac and Lovejoy. Unlike that trilogy of rural detectives, however, he is a stoned, stop-animated felt rabbit. Kevin Eddy.
Right, okay.
Friend of the show, and well done, Kevin, because he came up with this one himself.
Nice.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Oh. Kevin founded the Friends of the Alpaca Association, and Paul was employed to buy the envelopes and lick the stamps. As a result of overwhelming South American interest, Paul went bankrupt and his tongue fell off. Kev replaced it with a slug he found in the garden, and now Paul talks really slowly and has significantly reduced his salt intake. I actually made the last bit up.
Right, okay.
But that was a very good one. Well done, Kevin.
Nice.
That was assimilation. It was a symbiotic. It was me and Kevin working together to create a little bit of Facebook magic.
Aww.
Feel free to add us, but more importantly, join the Punky group if you're already on Facebook. Don't worry about being friends with me. Join the Punky group. We like that.
Yes.
It's good.
And it's growing. So thank you all.
It's growing. Just thinking about the Punky group, it's growing.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
Bless you.
Something big is stirring. What was that the subtitle to? What film was that the subtitle to?
Something Stirring.
Something Big is Stirring.
I don't know.
Can't remember. It might have been The Big Bus or something. It was what was this? Top Secret. Was it Top Secret?
Oh, something right. Big is Stirring. What, the Val Kilmer one?
Is Val Kilmer? I don't know. Years ago.
The comedy.
Years ago. Yeah, yeah.
Where they did the back.
I can smell something.
The backwards thing with the books flying off the shelves and.
Yeah,
that famous.
Yeah, I can't remember much about it, but I just remember the poster.
Right, okay.
I think it was Top Secret.
Yeah.
Something Big is Stirring. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. It might have been Debbie Does Dallas. Which I have seen.
Whichever one. Yeah.
Can you just say something, please?
Okay.
Actually, no, you can't. Can
no,
you?
I can't. Not at all. MySpace. MySpace.com.
No, iTunes, Tony.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Which you can go from my MySpace page. If you've got iTunes and you are subscribed to us, and please do review us, you can easily find us. Go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, and on there is an iTunes badge. Hit that, you'll be taken to our music store page, and from there you can review us. If you aren't already subscribed, why not? Subscribe to the show, you'll get it automatically the day after it comes out, and it's the easiest way to listen.
We've just had a new review.
Have we?
On UK iTunes, okay. Yeah. And if we get a few more, because we read them out in one go. So if you haven't reviewed us yet on UK iTunes, still do, because that one new review was enough to get us on the first page of Featured Comedy. Because we were on the second page. We were page 2 out of 5, and we're in the bottom right-hand corner of page 1 on UK iTunes at the moment. So if we get a couple more reviews, we'll move up that a bit, basically. So you will be doing us a favour. We'll get more listeners. We're on the same page as all the top ones, basically. Which makes us one of the top ones, technically.
Good, cool.
Which, of course, we were anyway. Yeah. And we've probably got more listeners than they have anyway, because they only have podcast download listeners, and we've got all them internet radio people and pirates and that.
Oh, pirates.
Pirates, highwaymen and outlaws. It's what this show's all about, isn't it?
That's right.
Living on the edge. Living on the edge of Houston.
I was thinking more of the Aerosmith one.
What? How's that go?
Living on the edge. That one.
You sing it so beautifully.
Thank you very much.
Hey.
I should be
Reverend Beatman. Now, the Reverend Beatman is closer to sending us lots of his voodoo rhythm records stuff.
Okay.
We play it. This is the one, you know, I said this is his album, Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash. It's one weird mother-loving melon farming album, this is. It really is.
Right.
I obviously really like it. I'm playing another track off it. Beatman's over in the UK this weekend.
All right, okay.
He's in London town.
Right.
Rumours abound he might be doing a gig at the 12 Bar Club in Soho, and there's one or two other places he's going to try and get on at. He hadn't really planned anything. It's just very much an ad hoc arrangement. If you do, if you would like the Reverend Beatman to perform at your venue in the London area, I think he'll probably do it pretty much for nothing.
Right.
You can email me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, and I'll pass the email on no later than Thursday of this week.
Okay.
In fact,
the 20th.
Yeah, no, yeah, because he comes over on the 20th.
Right.
So, or track him down at his MySpace page, which is
MySpace.com/Reverend Beatman.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, I haven't checked, but it's definitely right. Voodoo Rhythm Records.
Okay.
And the Reverend Beatman is on their page, and he will be on our top friends. You'll be able, that's it. You'll be able to find him through our MySpace top friends.
Yeah.
But he comes over on the 20th. I think he's here 20th to 25th. Because he said, "Oh, we can meet up. It'd be great." I went, "No, you can't." But I'll be in America. I didn't actually say, "No, you can't." That wasn't very nice.
No,
you can't. This is track 9 of his fabulous album, Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash, and this is "I Wanna Know."
'Cause I wanna know what you do last night. Well, I wanna know what you do last night. I wanna know where to take you today. 'Cause I wanna know where to take you today.
He wants to know.
Well, maybe we should tell him.
Mike, you've got my cough on the internet?
Possibly.
Possibly. No, just call it a punky remix.
A little bit.
There's a funny cough at the end. What's that all about? Oh, it's stopped piracy. This is the Cemetery Surfers, who, interestingly, I'll be seeing Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers.
Yep.
In Columbus, Mississippi, on the 25th.
Is that the Tuesday?
No, it must be the Tuesday. 25th of September, next okay. Tuesday. Week
Excellent.
Tomorrow. No, a week in 2 days' time as we talk now.
Yeah.
9 days' time.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all suddenly happening. But before I talk about that and the festival Tet Anus, I would like to tell you just one or two things, Tone, that I've been up to. My mate Graham came down from Newcastle on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, England played Russia.
Yeah.
The reason I'm slightly hazy about this will become apparent.
Okay.
Me and Graham and our friend Alexa, right, sat in my lounge and watched the football.
Okay.
Sounds innocent enough.
Does indeed, yes. Right.
Except Graham had a great idea that we would choose a player each, and every time that player was mentioned, we'd have a drink. Standard procedure in the pub with pints.
Right.
Pints being the operative word, right?
Yeah.
We also said, from half time, we'll have the same player from the opposition, from Russia.
Right.
Right.
Well, the number.
Yeah, well, that person, whatever number it was, whatever player it was, when that name was mentioned, we'd all have a drink.
Okay.
Thus, the game is set up. However, we've only got 5 lagers.
Right.
But we've also got 2 bottles of white wine, 3 bottles of red wine, a bottle of vodka, a bottle of Jack Daniels, and 26 packets of crisps, varying
nice.
Flavors.
Nice.
I can't remember the end of the game.
Okay.
Because I had Sean Wright Phillips, Alexa had Stephen Gerrard,
right,
and Graham had Emil Heskey. We thought, we've got to go for attacking options.
Yeah, yeah.
There were a lot of triangular passes between the three of them.
There were.
And we got through the 5 bottles of Brazilian Brahma lager.
Nice.
The 2 bottles of white wine.
Yep.
3 bottles of red wine, the entire bottle of vodka.
Jesus.
And about half the bottle of Jack Daniels, which I'd sensibly saved until the end.
Yeah.
Thinking that will maybe reinvigorate us.
Uh-huh.
Most of the crisps.
Yeah.
No one can remember what happened. Now, bearing in mind, the match finished at 9:45.
Yeah.
Or just before 10. No one can remember what happened after that.
Okay.
Graham woke up on the sofa at 5 a.m. Alex was nowhere to be seen. well, I don't know, at 5 a.m. I don't know. She might have still been around, but
yeah.
And I woke up the next day. What's going on here? Woke up quite late, and then went into the lounge. Which, have you seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
No.
Oh, you haven't. It looked like the hotel scene in Fear and Loathing. If you've seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, it looked like the second hotel scene.
Right.
Right. If you haven't seen it, well, fair enough. But if you have, you'll know what I'm on about.
Yeah.
Carnage. How three people could cause... And England won 3-0 and were majestic.
Yes.
2 3-0s in a row against two decent European sides. Suddenly, with only half a team, we're a patched up side, really.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And then England ladies... drew 0-0 against the Germans.
The Germans, yeah.
It's first time we've lost about the last fucking 10 or something.
I think so.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah.
The Germans beat Argentina 11-0.
Did they?
Yeah, and we drew with Germany 0-0. So look out, Argies. Interestingly, in a second Associated Football story, of course, the international scene, the Premiership and the Championship are but distractions from the real business in League One.
That's right.
Nottingham Forest, who haven't won away, well, haven't won a game this season until yesterday.
Right.
When, until the 86th minute, they were 1-0 up, and I actually wanted it to stay that way. We did go on to get a second goal, Luke Chambers, third game in a row he scored, fair enough, well done, Luke. But up until then, we were leading courtesy of an own goal in the third minute by the Port Vale defender, Paul Edwards.
Nice.
And I just wanted it to stay like that, so I could just phone up people I knew and say, it's typical. If I want Forest to win a game, I've got to score a goal with fuck yourself. I thought that was hilarious. Last little story before we come onto the trip, right?
Yeah.
Is being in Cardiff over the weekend, had a really good time. The gigs were great. I managed to get the whole crowd. I was emceeing and right. I'd introduced three different acts. And as each act finished, I'd managed to get them by setting up at the start. Big crowd on the Saturday night, particularly, big crowd. I would have said, what do you think of him? And they all went, oh, he's tidy. 300 of them. Oh, tidy. Oh. I had a right laugh again. I love Cardiff. I do love it.
Yeah.
It's such a good time. Although the drinks were rather expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But only because people kept taking me to rather expensive places.
Okay.
I got a few free in the venue and that. It wasn't so bad. Yeah. Over the evening, probably like a night out in Mansfield. And there's that invisible large-breasted chick again.
There
What's
you
going
go.
On there? When I got back to the hotel on Friday night, stayed up rather late.
Did you?
Doing work for Punky.
Okay.
Doing stuff. Yeah, I was on the computer. And I didn't go to sleep till very late. And I actually didn't have very much sleep. So I found that as I age, I'm sleeping less and less.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Not very pleased about that, really. But still, it's all right. I know there's other people in the world with the same problem.
Right.
And who knows, one day we may meet.
Maybe.
And sleep badly together. what a fun way to spend it. That'd be, Transy sleeping badly with me. Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Had a dream. What I'm trying to get around to is I had a dream.
Okay, you had a dream.
I had a dream. Although, whereas Martin Luther King's dream was one of a visionary future in which all men are equal.
Yeah.
Mine was about going to my mate's house in a pair of shorts, only a pair of shorts, being introduced to his new sausage dog, who decided to mount my leg, grab it with its paws, and fuck it until it came all over my knee. And that was my dream.
That was your dream?
What does that
dog
mean?
Porn.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
How bad is that? I was, ow! I disgusted myself awake. Like, I was like, ow! 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 That's wrong! Ow! That's wrong!
Oh, it's warm.
No, it wasn't like a wet dream, and I was really the sausage dog.
Okay.
No, it was just this dog.
You were such a shagging your own leg. That
this
would be weird.
This dog just fucked my leg.
Right.
And did dog spunk all over it.
Okay.
Really upset. I was quite disturbed. Because trust me, Tone.
Uh-huh.
Like, trust me. Animals had never appeared in my dreams before in a sexual capacity. I'm serious about that.
Okay.
And I don't like this sausage dog image coming in. I'd like to know what it means. If you have any ideas, please email poorlyb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, you dirty animal freak! Because that's how I felt mucky. I felt really mucky. And I didn't like it. And I didn't like, if it's any consolation,
yeah,
I didn't enjoy it while it was being done to me by the dog in the dream.
Right.
I would like to make that quite clear.
Okay.
I was trying to fight the dog off.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. I'm fighting the dog.
Really?
I'm fighting, and the dog's liking it. And I'm fighting the dog. And he's got his little sausagey paws.
And it's just spurring him on.
Well, because their legs are so short, but his cock was enormous. I didn't actually see
it. No.
I didn't see the penis.
Okay.
Thankfully, I didn't see the penis. The dog penis I didn't see.
I didn't have sexual relations with the dog.
No, I did not have sexual relations with that canine. Right. Right. No, because it had its oval little sausage doggy legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, can't say it. I nearly said it.
Like a horny T-Rex.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. But they were clamped onto the side of my leg because they weren't long enough to go round.
Oh,
they were
right.
Just nails on.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just nails in. So all I could see was his face fucking loving it, the dirty bastard. But clearly my leg's very attractive to dogs. Right. And sticking its fingers into its paws into the side of my thigh.
Yeah.
And fucking the shin for all it was worth. Until spunking all over my knee and then just fucking off. Presumably to find someone else to screw in my imaginary fucked up dream world.
You woke up feeling used.
I did. I just felt dirty. I was really disappointed with myself. Well, actually, I was very disappointed with my subconscious. Whilst at the same time being quite impressed it can really go that far. Now, we've got 9 minutes before I've even got onto the fucking...
Right.
The trip.
Yes.
Tell everybody what you've done so far for this trip, Tony.
I emailed Scott right. And said, is it possible for me to possibly stay in somewhere near you guys? And they said I could stay at the studio where there was a shower. No, they've got the shower, but it's near public transport and stuff like that.
I'm going to put on the Cemetery Surfers again.
Okay. And on the show this week, they spoke about it, and I'm definitely okay to stay at the studio.
Right. That's interesting, because I've also emailed John and not heard back from him, but as far as I know, tough luck you, mate. I'm staying at his.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Scott's obviously being a bit weird not letting you stay there.
I don't know what's going on there.
Well, I don't know. I think you'll be... I think the studio's relatively comfortable.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Can you hear that?
What?
What I'm doing now?
No.
Good. It's only in my brain then. Can you hear that?
No.
No, that's in my brain as well.
Excellent.
All right, yeah, cool. Sorry, it wasn't a dog or anything.
I thought it was a little yapping sound or something, like a bark.
My plan, because this is my last chance to actually say what my plans are, and I kind of have to finalise them now.
Right.
Because I don't want to let any of you people down.
Yeah.
We will have access to the net, certainly the first weekend we're there, because we'll be with John Scott.
Yeah.
So. Up until Monday of this week, I'll be traceable.
Yeah.
Before I vanish into the world. Beg pardon.
Nice.
Saturday night, Sunday night in Chicago.
Yes.
Anne-Marie and Katie. Anne-Marie's coming out with her other half.
Okay, cool.
Katie's cruising.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't know what for. No, I think Katie's on a cruise.
Yeah.
And Anne-Marie's coming out with a boyfriend who we're going to jettison as soon as possible.
Yep.
So we can give her a blast.
Exactly.
Right. I believe she's going to try and make it out on the Saturday or Sunday, the night we get there.
Yeah.
I think. Need to get in touch with her this week. Sunday, I imagine, we'll have a nice relaxing time with John and Scott and maybe make a podcast.
Yes.
That would be lovely if we could do that.
Yeah.
Because what would be particularly good about that is that John and Scott know only too well what my idea of a nice relaxing time is, so they'll still be scared.
Yeah.
This time around, John, I do promise that you won't have to prop me the right way up so the wine doesn't fall over.
Okay.
Towards the end. I will know when to stop this time. I've grown up a year.
Fair enough.
Grown up a year.
Yeah.
I know there's no such thing as stopping now. I'll just stay in the kitchen.
Right.
I'll podcast from here. I'll just shout. I'll project. Oh, I am in the kitchen. Something like that.
Fair enough.
Sorry
okay.
about your neighbours.
It's all right.
It's all right. They might hear you in the next tree. They might not.
Sodom.
Monday.
Yep.
You start sleeping in the studio for 5 days.
Yep. And I bring band practicing for the gig.
Oh, right. You'll be
Monday
doing
night.
This.
Monday, Thursday night, I think, is band
Monday
practice.
Monday and Thursday's band practice. All right,
yep.
Cool. Because you don't really need me there for that.
Nope.
Because you're going to do a lot more with them than I am. I'm just going to get on and sing a couple of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to tell me what they are, by the way. I know one, Too Drunk to Fuck.
You know what they're going to be. It's going to be Too Drunk to Fuck.
Yeah.
Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yeah. Blister in the Sun.
Blister in the Sun. You can do that one, can't you?
Yeah.
Should I do one more as well?
Yeah, I think they want to do three or four.
Yeah. Well, I was to do one more with them.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
But anyway, well, there'll definitely be a few, but it's all right. As long as we do them exactly the same as the record, I know them, so it's all right.
Okay.
I'm confident of that. I am fair unanimous enough. In it. Because on Monday, I fuck off down south.
Yeah.
And I was going to be going to St. Louis, but I've already fallen out with the person that I was thinking of staying with.
Okay.
So I might need to be staying somewhere else. If you're in St. Louis and you can offer me a bed for the night.
And if you've got a sausage dog.
On Monday the 25th, you keep the dog outside my room. Alright, if you are in the St. Louis area and you're listening to this show and you can provide me with a bed for the night on Monday, it'd be much appreciated. I'll buy you some booze.
Okay.
Make up for it, right? Tuesday, I drive from St. Louis to Columbus, Mississippi. I'm going to do the whole thing in one go.
Brilliant.
So I reckon it'll be about 6 hours.
Okay.
Or I reckon it'll be about 6 hours. Where I'm meeting up with Jeff Ugly Shoes at the Princess Theatre in Columbus, Mississippi, where it's karaoke night.
Nice.
That's when I'll rehearse.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, I did Stray Cat Strut and Mac the Knife the other night on Thursday in the Rose and Crown in Itchen.
All right, okay.
12:45 in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah, still got it. Right, yeah, where I will be doing karaoke and possibly doing a set as well.
Oh, cool.
You might get half an hour's comedy out of me if Jeff's arranged a left-handed guitar.
Nice.
Some discussion about Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going to be on the Wednesday yet. I may possibly be in Memphis.
Right.
Outside chance I might stay in Columbus, but I don't fancy watching a load of heavy metal.
Nah.
Might just fly to Dallas for the night for some fun.
Why not?
Right. Most likely, I think, is I'll head back to St. Louis.
Right.
Which I may not have been to yet, so technically not going back to.
Okay.
And do some sightseeing. And then on Thursday, go out with Bitch Slap Barbie, but
nice.
I know not where yet.
Okay. Some rocking place.
If I find out, I'll put it on the MySpace. Because, yeah. Again, you know, anyone that I'm staying with will be on the net. That's how they know us.
Mm.
How they'll be in real life, I don't know. Then suddenly it's the Friday. Now, the gig's on the Saturday, isn't it, though?
Yeah, Saturday
They've
night.
Got that wrong. So what's happening on the Friday?
No idea.
It's getting hammered.
Yeah, probably.
Friday night, hammered in Chicago. Hopefully with the Word or Preston Buttons. Amberance, I'd like to see. Although I would like to see Amberance the first night.
Ah.
So I remember the flakes before they melt. I'm bringing you the flakes, Amberance. You're getting the flakes. Amberance. Amberance! I'm bringing you the flakes. We need to get on with this, don't we?
Yes.
So, and then the last weekend, Festival Tet Anus is the big end.
Hey! Hey!
Yes! Oh, without even thinking, I'm innuendo. I'm unsubconsciously innuendoing with a dog on my leg and a big end on my mind.
So we're Saturday night the gig.
And that's at the Brewery Tap.
Something like that. Beacon Tap.
Beacon Tap, is it?
Yeah.
Why do I keep saying Brewery
Tap? I don't
know. I don't know.
And then Sunday we're flying back. That's right, isn't it?
Then Sunday evening we fly back, yeah. So
get back here Monday.
Yeah, we get back here Monday morning and then we'll have to make a punky that day.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna be fucked. Right, better play the last. I'm really looking forward to it, and thank you to everyone who said we can stay with them, and particularly thanks to John Scott, who are arranging all this, and just top lads. No thanks to you for not offering to pay half the hire car, which is why you're staying in the studio. You tight cunt.
That's the reason, is it? Brilliant, thanks for that.
It's not, you know, it's best we don't spend the whole week with each other.
No, not at all. It makes the weekends even more enjoyable.
It does.
Yeah. Aww.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. Ha! Last song.
Yes.
Bitch Slap Barbie.
Okay.
I'm playing. I'm going to go out playing with them.
Yes, you are.
Thursday the something or other. 27th, we reckon. Thursday
like
the 27th.
That. Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
I'm going out with Bitch Slap Barbie, and fuck me, I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know what I'll be doing. I'll be in Chicago somewhere.
Well, you'll be rehearsing.
Oh, of course I will. Yeah, I've got band practice. Yeah. Everywhere's band practice for me. Every night of the week.
Every night's band practice for Tony.
Right,
what am I
That's
doing
why
here?
I'm so good.
I've put that as track one. It's clearly track eight. It is as well. Now, I wanted to play something off Bitch Slap Barbie's album, but I can't fucking find it.
Okay.
So, instead, I'm going to play the only one I've got, which is on the Devolution compilation, Devolume, that came out summer before last, that also featured me and Punk Him.
Nice.
However, they will be in our top friends. And I would like you to tell me what their MySpace page is, please, Tony.
MySpace.com/bitchlapbarbie.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Lisa, for basically sorting me out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lisa's the one I've been liaising with. Out of
liaising with Lisa?
Sorry. I've been liaising.
Oh, nice.
Don't bother sending me word of the week things, fuckers. I'll sort them out myself.
Oh, no, right.
Please do.
Okay.
PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Titling the email, Word of the Week. Got a bit Oliver Postgate then, didn't I?
A little bit.
That's the problem with me, Tony. I never shut up.
Okay.
Fair enough, isn't it?
It's nice.
That could be written for me, that song. That should be my theme. You never shut up. Fucking longest show again, isn't it?
Well, lots to talk about.
Well, I seem to think of things to talk about. Yeah. Mainly dogs shagging a leg.
It's a bit worrying, to be honest.
I wasn't expecting. I don't thought I was going to mention that briefly. I'm marked. I'm scarred. I'm stained.
Yeah, it was detailed.
I'm stained by the dog. What happened
then? No idea.
No, no matter. Oh, I know what it was. I just put something else on it. Well, yeah, make sure you add us at iTunes, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Subscribe, I mean. That's what I mean. Subscribe
to
iTunes,
us.
Yeah. That's the most important thing you can
review
do.
Review
really.
Us if you can.
Review
iTunes.
And subscribe. That really helps us out.
Yeah.
Because that obviously moves us up the iTunes ladder.
Yes.
So that means that Podcast Alley as well, the voting is important. Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
Because that moves us up that chart. Add us as friends at MySpace and Facebook and join the groups if you like.
And have
but
a chat.
They're just purely for fun, really.
Yeah.
Aren't they? They're just for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the voting and the reviewing. So, BT Pod Show, please do set up your own radio station.
Yes, check
BT
out.
BT Pod Show. Yeah. We haven't even mentioned Second Life. We haven't heard from anyone on Second Life yet.
We don't understand it.
But they don't. They're not in our dimension.
No.
But we're on. We got our own studio. I showed you the pictures, didn't I?
Oh yeah, it's looking wicked.
It looks better than this one.
Yeah. This is nearly as good.
It's going to look far better than the one down the Great North Road, let me tell you.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's going to look... Well, I mean, it'll look quite nice, but there won't be a lot of technological stuff in it.
No?
Nah, not at all.
Oh,
if you have a word of the week, please email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Word of the Week. Same goes to Poetry Corner, but obviously you write Poetry Corner, not Word of the Week. That'd be stupid.
That is right, yeah.
And if you have a twat, please do get in touch with Tony. He loves them.
I love twats.
He loves
Tony
the twat.
Tony@punkyradio.com.
It's easy, because I thought you loved the cock. No, he loves the twat.
No, wrong. If anybody's about Wednesday, we've got a gig in Warsaw, forgot to mention it, at the Black Market. El Draco and the Pieces of Hate.
Oh, that'd be good fun.
Oh, yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Hoog! Up Hoog!
But you can't
I think I might just move to America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. As long as there's some dogs there, it's fine.
Should be, yeah.
No!
No! Oh, no! Ah!
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.